All right, welcome to the Poop Scoop podcast, your official C. diff, podcast.
Oh, no.
Yeah, poop.
We really need a new name, guys. I mean, come on.
We do.
I should take a poll at work and just see if they've got some ideas.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Gamer's Corner? Gamer Basement?
Gamer Basement. Gamer Poop. Poop Scoop. It just goes right back.
Gamer fans, Zelda fans. I don't know.
Zelda fans. But then I mean, I have to talk about Zelda all the time.
Would be not in that group.
Tyson.
Look, I like Zelda. Gosh. I do. I don't think Breath of the Wild is this 10 out of 10 perfect game.
Well, I don't. It's not my favorite Zelda. Mine is still Skyward.
I'm still Link to the Past.
Really?
Yep. That game's fantastic.
So are you excited about the new Link's Awakening? Remake?
I never played it on the Game Boy, so I'm excited. I'm excited.
But
well, I did play it.
The same kind of graphic quality, or I guess the Game Boy one.
I kind of played it on the Game Boy because I had a friend that had it, and I played a few dungeons, but never, you know, really enough to get a feel for the game. I would say.
But I heard a rumor that the new Link's Awakening game, they're going to use the same engine and just do. Link to the Past the same way. Huh. Remake that.
Well, they kind of did a Link to the Past remake with Link Between Worlds.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's been done. It was on the 3DS.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
good.
But people want it on the Switch. You know how people are.
They want to pay for the game
like 7 times. And we've talked about this. But
David loves buying games for the nth time.
Hey, if they can get people to keep buying them, they're going to milk that cow.
Oh, of course.
The thing is, I bought Mario Kart again on the Switch, but I'm not sure I had any of the others that were ports.
Like Super Mario Kart or Mario Kart 8 or
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Yeah.
You got Smash.
Yeah, I mean that's a whole new game.
You weren't even planning on getting it either. I remember this. Cammy's like, I can say your wife's name. I forgot.
Yeah,
she was like, no, I don't want that.
And likes it. Yeah.
But then you guys ended up getting it because there was like probably so many new characters on that version compared to the Wii U version.
It's just a better version to play. They balanced a lot of the characters. So,
but this is my point, is that Nintendo does this because, I mean, I know there are people who want it all in one system. And then there are people who will, no matter what Nintendo comes out with, they're going to buy it. They're
like
just
going to
buy it. Yeah.
Especially me.
Let's talk about what Nintendo don't. No.
Nintendo don't.
Yes. Sega does what Nintendo don't.
Nintendo don't.
Sega puts blood in their games. Nintendo don't.
Nintendo don't make good Joy-Cons.
Let's talk about the Joy-Cons. Might as well get that one out of the way.
Yeah.
Again, I think the only reason Nintendo's doing like, we'll fix your Joy-Cons is because we're getting sued. I'm sure it's just so when they get to the judge, it'll be like, well, we offered to fix people's Joy-Cons for free.
Mm-hmm. So... Okay, so yeah, all you got to do is apparently Nintendo said that you can send in your Joy-Cons, even if you repaired them yourself, with third-party Amazon sticks, but apparently you can just send it in. I don't know how it works. None of us have tried it.
No, I've called customer service before to fix the Bluetooth problem in my left Joy-Con, because I had that, where it would disconnect easily.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So I called and they had me send it in when I was under warranty, and they fixed it.
Dude.
Yeah, and sent it back
for
free.
Did they pay for the shipping?
Yeah.
Like give you like a...
Mm-hmm.
Generally in those things they'll send you a package and then you just put it in and send it off.
Yeah, so it worked out great. I'm just happy that they're at least going, oh, we better do something.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you don't have to have a proof of purchase or anything.
Bad enough, I think, to where enough people are seeing it that they need to do something. That's good.
Yeah, it's finally... It's great that they're finally taking notice, but it sucks it took a lawsuit to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The shiz finally hit the fan.
Well, they were probably hoping to just do a silent fix of it eventually, if they fixed it at all, and just hoping to scoot it under the rug.
I don't think a lot of people have had that Bluetooth connectivity problem. One of my coworkers has said he's had it, but I haven't. You and him that I've heard about that problem.
When my wife would play it, Breath of the Wild, she had her knees up in front of it.
Yeah.
But she was also pretty far away from the TV.
Okay.
And then if she had the Joy-Con down behind her knees, then it would lose connection.
Yeah, you're saying it doesn't, the Bluetooth signal doesn't like to go through flesh?
It doesn't like to go through water.
Oh.
It loses its signal when it goes through water.
Blood
in
your legs can't go through that.
Or like 80% water or whatever it is.
Well, you guys are mostly sugar.
Yes.
So at this point, that's my problem.
You're mostly corn syrup?
Yep, just straight sugar.
High fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, just destroying the body.
As I drink my soda.
I'm about 50%, right now. I got this big old drink, Mountain Dew going on.
I drank some Mountain Dew when we went to Beto's. I had like 2 cups, so my sperm count's probably dead now.
Jeez. So we had Beto's tonight. And
it was so much better than Sweet Oreo.
It's a crapshoot. You never know if you're going to be having the runs the next day or going to be bedridden. But we'll find out tomorrow, right?
Yeah. The thing about Sweet Burrito, I know David said it, he liked Beto's better, but like Sweet Burrito, there's times where you go there and it's real good. Times you go there and it's like, this is the worst meal I've ever eaten.
I've never had it be real good. And I've eaten it like 3 or 4 times.
Really?
Now. Yeah.
Because that's at least my experience.
It's never been like, oh, I got to have this.
No. I just feel like I look at their menu and I'm like, this does not look good. Like, they're mixing together anything they want into a burrito.
Yeah.
Like Fritos, sour cream, nacho cheese. It's
and
like,
then
yeah.
And then you pay $10 for it.
Yeah, it's like that stuff mixed together just does not seem like a good idea.
That's why I get like one burrito and that's it. I generally get
the
carne.
I'd much rather get Costa Vida or Cafe Rio or
Cafe
Beto's.
Rio never disappoints me.
Mm-mm.
Every time.
Me either.
It's good.
So where are you guys on the Cafe Rio Costa Vida divorce?
What is this? I didn't know that they were like had a relation going.
Well,
on.
Well, apparently, as the story goes, used to be owned by a couple.
Really?
And then the couple got divorced.
I thought that they were.
That's how both of them came to be.
I didn't know that story. I'm gonna have to look it up and read more about it because I don't want to say anything that. Is just
you just don't want to pick a side
true.
Yet.
Hearsay.
Well, if I had to pick a side just because of my
we're not
opinion
about
or flavor,
rumors
oh,
at
no.
the coop.
Well, again,
scoop.
Like I said, who knows if it's true? It's just what I've heard.
Well, based off of taste alone and preference of their selections, I would just go with Cafe Rio. But I don't know the story behind that and who's being more,
I just go to whichever's closer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
I try to be friends with both parents,
Vocation.
You don't want to pick a favorite parent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both good.
Yeah, they are.
Costa Vida. I'm actually moving buildings soon. They're moving us across the street. We'll be in the same building with Costa Vida.
Ooh.
Their administrative offices. So people go in there all the time asking for burritos, and they're like, sorry, this is just offices. Just turn them away.
That's funny.
Because it has the big logo on it, Anyway.
Yep.
Fun fact.
All right. Any other topics? I know David really wants to talk about Resident Evil 2 Remake.
We have a list. We have a list of topics.
Well, let's go on to the Switch Lite now. Because that
Switch
was big
Lite.
News. And I don't know. We didn't talk about it last time because it didn't come out. It wasn't announced yet, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait for the drifting issues to happen on the Switch Lite.
Yeah, so I have to
they are probably going
to
fix that.
I'm excited about Spawn Wave. I like watching his show because he does a lot of tearing down of things, and he'll open them up.
So
he'll check to
it?
See if it's the same exact sticks again.
Okay.
So he's going to open up the light. He's going to open up the newer version of the Switch.
It's going to be a big
And he's
going to
open up the new Joy-Cons that come out in October on Tyson's birthday.
Yep.
And he's going to see if they actually fixed it. And if it's the same exact hardware,
then
we'll
crap.
Know that they're still either working on it or not, don't care to fix it.
Well, I think Nintendo's... They gotta be making bank off of the Switch right now.
Oh,
and
of course. They're on the top of the crowd right now, so it's not advantageous.
You can
to
probably
them.
Keep that little module the same size and change the tech to be better. I mean...
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty advanced stuff. I've never even heard of... A stick working like that ever, but
that is
a
weird technology.
I'm not big into electronics, so
maybe that's
just
a flaw of the tech they're using too.
Yeah,
well, it's
and
flat.
I wonder if
it's flat. I mean,
well, I opened up the box when I got mine, and replaced mine.
But
I opened up the little tiny box that the Joy-Con control stick is in, and and you can see there's just tiny little plastic bits all over in there.
It's like you can blow on them and they like, it's like flakes that are getting blown around. But you look at this tech on the N64 analog, which was one of the first console analog, really, of our time. That, and it got like crap too when you did this. You got dust in there and everything.
Well, the plastic itself, but it didn't go
inside. It wasn't like a digital sensor inside of that thing. The technology here is completely different. And I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but it, even if it kind of got wishy-washy here and wobbly, it still worked.
Yeah. Right?
And so Nintendo's got to, they got to fess up to this, and I'm glad they finally are, but ultimately, you know, you remember these. They would get wobbly after a while.
Well, yeah, this one's a little more wobbly than the rest.
But. And at least we don't have that issue, but I just hope that they can figure it out. With the light, I mean, it's all one system. So when somebody has a drifting controller,
they have to open up the system.
They're going to have to send the whole thing in. Yeah, so that's
what Spawnway is going to do. He's going to see, how hard is it to get to the sticks if you do have to replace them.
He likes to tear down.
Yeah. I watched his video when I needed to replace my own sticks because he did probably one of the best ones. But he likes to buy old stuff and break it apart and open it up.
I like opening up things.
And I replaced my SP shell recently, my Game Boy Advance SP. So the
I don't even know what system.
The Advance SP is the little Game Boy shell Advance design. The Game Boy Advance.
The one that was more wide.
But it was just a different design.
But then the newer one, like your SP, was just like a tiny little clamshell like design.
Yes,
and it had a backlight on it.
Kind of looked like it was backlit. Yeah, it was good. And so, my girls were playing with it, and it busted off. The top screen, like, busted off. Mm-hmm. And so brittle plastic was a problem with that shell. So when I got the new one, I just took it apart and
put it back together. Something I wanted to suggest or just do is, yes, I've got my son here right now, but they're being quiet while we do the podcast. Sons, I have
more
two
than
sons.
Yeah.
But since we're talking about the Nintendo Switch Lite, I kind of wanted to know a teenager's opinion on it, or a youth. My son is 13, and I wanted to know what he thinks about the Switch Lite. Because, you know, we have a Switch, a regular one. Like, does he even have any interest in wanting one of these? You've seen it, right, Michael? The commercials and previews for it? Yeah. It's like all one piece.
Yeah.
Like, do you even have any interest for wanting one of those?
Not really.
Would you, if you had the choice, would you want a regular Switch or a Switch Lite?
I want a regular Switch.
And why?
Because you can dock it and play on TV. It's like...
Yeah. Yeah, you have that option.
Switch Lite's game.
Here's the funny thing I think about their ad.
It's $100 less, though, but you don't care about that as a kid.
As long as mom or dad
pays for it. Yeah, mom or dad's paying for it. Why does he care?
Here's the thing. It's funny how their ad...
You might care about it as a teenager who works.
Their ad that they're using for this is, it's better to have more options.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Buying the regular Switch that you had first gives you more options.
You see what I'm saying? I wonder how it'll work, though.
Like, buying the new light that you're talking about gives you fewer options.
Yeah.
I wonder how well it'll sell.
They're saying. They're saying, as a whole, you having options to choose between the light and the regular Switch.
But it's funny that that's
the ad campaign. Is, you know, you should have more options. Well, you're taking away my options with the light. I kind of have a lot of qualms with the light, but I get why they're doing it.
Oh, sure.
I would have rather it gone in the other direction and they make a pro Switch.
I don't want that.
I would, because I want 4K.
Yeah,
here's I have 4K TVs that can't even... I can't even use the
capability. But here's the problem. Like, none of the old games are going to go to 4K.
Right. No,
and
I get that.
And even then, like...
They have to design... So then they'd have to split their development.
Tyson doesn't like it when they do that because it's basically, like, isolating half of your audio.
Yeah,
like, one problem is if they did a Switch Pro... You're never going to have a game that's going to take actual advantage of the Switch Pro.
I think what you're saying is, okay, Nintendo, if you eventually go 4K, you're just going to have to go all out 4K and just abandon the Switch you
it
have.
It should be on
They're
their new
have,
system,
yeah.
and not...
So, like, eventually existing. Nintendo will get there, but you would rather just Switch stay 1080p
the
way it is.
Yeah, keep it until they're done with the Switch.
Yeah, Nintendo's always been a step behind on the resolutions, because the Wii was 480p. Well, I know, not always, but... If you kind of look at the history, the Wii was 480p when we had Xbox doing you know, like 720 and even 1080.
Well, most games never hit 1080.
But there were some when the Wii was still being played by a lot of people. There were people doing 1080p gaming already.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, Nintendo's always been a little behind with that, but they don't really care because they make fun games. We all know that. They make games that are really exciting.
And their games are fun.
Anyway, I just wanted, since Michael's here, I was just wondering what a youth's take is on the Lite. I mean,
I do wonder how it'll sell. I hope it does well. I think it will for the crowd that wants to replace their 3DS.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it'll sell well until maybe a year from now, when the 3DS is really kind of down in the dumps and there's not as much interest anymore.
I mean, I liked the whole idea of, hey, let's get our kid this Switch, because then it will force them to not take up our TV.
Yeah.
I mean, that aspect I can see. It's like the kid keeps wanting to play the Switch on the TV. Well, I can get him one where that's not even possible.
Let me ask Michael this. Do you play in handheld or TV mode more?
TV.
Okay.
All the time.
And
he'd rather play it TV.
Most kids I've heard play in handheld mode.
Well, but see, we have three TVs now, and back in the day we only had one.
Yeah.
Where it would be more of an issue fighting over that TV, right? But now we have three, and it's like, hey, you could just take the dock down to whatever TV you want to use.
Hook it up.
Because there's usually not all three TVs are being used at once.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, like, he'd rather play it in docked, though, I think.
So maybe we can move into what games have we been playing lately.
Yeah.
Let's see, I finished Kirby on the Switch.
Well, we already talked about that last time.
Did we?
Yeah. That was in the last
podcast. You said that you beat it in 6 hours.
Yeah, I can't even remember.
But Tyson re-beat Resident Evil 2 Remake
for
his channel.
Re-beat that a couple times.
With Claire?
Played 2 Point Hospital, which is fun.
I haven't had a lot of time
And that's coming
games.
To console, so I'll probably pick it
Have
up on Switch.
Have you heard about 2 Point Hospital? Tyson's way obsessed with it.
Yeah, it's a great game.
This?
It's a hospital. It's kind of like
a hospital
tycoon sim game.
Okay, so kind of like a Stardew Valley, but in a hospital?
Not really.
No, not at all?
More like Roller Coaster Tycoon or theme park.
Okay, one of these builder theme park
Or
SimCity.
But you're building a hospital. It's fun.
I would do so terrible at it. I just suck at those kinds of games. Really bad.
Did I talk about Bloodstained last time?
No, and you need to talk about Bloodstained because I want to hear about that.
It's great.
I haven't touched it at all.
Wait, your
PS4 version came, didn't it?
Yeah.
Did you like it better or worse than the
Switch? I beat it on the Switch.
You have the Switch version?
Yeah.
He has both.
Okay, I know what I'm taking home from your library tonight.
Well, you can't because the Switch version is digital.
Oh.
Ah,
that's what?
You get the physical. There is no physical copy?
There is.
And you didn't buy it?
No,
You always buy physical.
That's why I got physical on the PS4.
Oh, Tyson, I'm disappointed in
you. I know. But it's...
That's okay. I'm going to buy it anyway. I'm just waiting for it to go on sale.
Yeah. It's a great game. It's an awesome game.
Bucks.
If you like Symphony of the Night, then you'll like this.
I love Symphony of the Night. It's one of the best
games ever.
Our
friend Jared loves it. He played it on the PS4.
And he said he swore by that even on the Switch, it's a great game.
Yeah, it is.
You compare the Switch... I want you to do this. Compare the Switch to the PS4 version. Tell me what you liked and disliked.
Most of it's really just performance and graphics. Like, PS4 looks way, way better.
Sure.
But...
That's a given.
The PS4, like...
But
like,
frame rates?
They dumbed down the...
Frame rate? Switch... It's... PS4 has a better frame rate.
Sure.
But they both suffer from, like, the occasional stuttering.
Yeah, there's glitches.
Which is, like, just... The Switch is worse, though. There's times where, like, I'd play on the Switch, and it'd be like, game just stutters for, like, a whole second.
I thought that they were working on bug fixes for that. Like,
yeah, but those... I don't think those patches are out yet.
Patches. They did patch it already, and they said they were patching some performance stuff.
Yeah, I don't think the performance stuff's been patched yet. I don't know.
Huh.
It's been, like, a week since I've booted it up, so who knows.
Well, so... I mean, you don't want to spoil the game, obviously, but... It's basically like the same guy worked on Symphony of the Night.
Yep.
Did this. And
yep.
It's a 2D platformer, but it's with 3D kind of elements in the background and stuff.
Yeah, like the backgrounds, I think, are all polygonal. Same with the characters.
Polygamous?
Polygonal.
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 Yeah.
Like, polygonal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Polygonal.
Okay, I thought that it would be pronounced that way, but maybe I'm wrong.
No. That's a very common term these days.
You can say it either way, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Most people say polygonal.
It's not... It's like rendered, like, polygon type of graphics all around.
Yeah, characters, backgrounds.
Maybe it slows down when there's a lot of that stuff going on.
No, there's just times where it's just like, I'm going to stutter for a second, you'll deal with it.
Which is weird, because Diablo 3, you can be having like 200 monsters on the same screen, and all four of us playing online, and there's no slowdown.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everybody's using magic spells, they're throwing crap everywhere. Nothing. No stuttering.
Yeah, and I've heard reviews from Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, the new one, that it doesn't have any slowdown either.
Well,
and there's a lot that goes on that game with four players, too,
like
a Diablo kind
of. And I've read this, that the Nintendo Switch has a boost mode, and Zelda Breath of the Wild uses it. So boost mode takes more battery life, obviously. It's pushing your Switch harder. It's pushing the CPU harder.
Yeah.
The fans have to run hotter.
But they're only doing that during load screens.
Well, the boost mode is just, the CPU is going to clock up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's it.
So
they only programmed it to do during load screens.
Yeah. But I feel like Bloodstained is probably not utilizing that at all. Otherwise, it wouldn't be having that performance types of issues.
I don't know. I think it uses Unreal Engine, and that's probably why it has some of the problems.
Unreal Engine should be great.
Should be, but, you know.
It's running on my iPhone like a charm when I play games with that. PUBG?
Unreal Engine always has, like, weird
PUBG.
Issues, though.
Infinity Blade's old school, but, yeah.
All right, what are you playing, Justin?
That's the thing is, like, I just don't have much time lately, and I've been playing Diablo 3 with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And David and I have been playing with Brady now. Brady's wife has gone to California, so he went and got a Switch, and then he joined Nintendo Online even. Or did he join your account?
Yeah, I put him on mine.
Okay, so Brady's got on Nintendo Online with David's, and we played online, and we had some fun, though. We had Grant on there, so we had a full four-player set going on. We haven't had that in a while.
And me and Brady played till 2 a.m.
Me and Grant had to leave, but they kept playing. I wanted to keep playing, but my wife was not happy about too much gaming that night. I've just been playing Diablo 3 and occasionally trying to get to Hollow Knight, but I just haven't had the time or the desire as much on that one because I got stuck in that. I can't remember the name, the area.
It's a hard game.
That one boss, the one that has the three sword guys that.
Yeah, you're stuck on the.
You said the
Mantis Lords.
Yes, Mantis Lords.
Yeah, so I picked it up at the same time you guys were playing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the Mantis Lords and I died, but then it only took me one other try and I beat him.
Wow.
And it comes back. It's crazy since I've played.
It's a fun game, but...
But I stopped playing it because I got Dragon Quest Builders 2. And I love that game. It's way fun. I just, like... other than Diablo 3.
See, that's the other thing. You and I and everybody has way too many games to get to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Jared's always saying, I have this huge backlog of games. Well,
but
like,
he apparently has the time to play a bunch of his stuff.
He, like, sits there and beats them all, 100% it, and then moves on to the next.
Mm-hmm.
That kid must have
That's what I want to do
so
with
much
my games,
spare time.
Theoretically, but...
Yeah, well,
it's
real
like,
life sets
if
in.
I start losing interest in a game, I'll usually just stop playing it and move on to something
else. I might
else.
Come back to it eventually,
and
but...
it's hard, because then I got an incomplete on my... Like, I've had, what was it, Steam World Quest. I was so excited to get that. And I got it. I got about probably a third of the way through. And then other games came out, and I haven't touched it since. And really, it's only like a 12-hour long game. I could probably beat it pretty quick.
And see, Stardew Valley, I kind of lost interest in that. But I was...
Well, that's a forever long
game. I'm still excited
game.
To play it, but there's just not time. And so, I haven't been playing that many games. I mean, I started playing Dr. Mario on my mobile device. So it's fun, but then you get to a point where you get to this level where you run out of capsules and... It's just
speaking
not
of
fun.
Dr. Mario, uninstall.
I don't know.
Just did it.
I tried Dr. Mario. It was fun, you know, and then a couple stages in, I'm like, okay,
I had some fun with it. But then I was playing Pokemon Go and the Harry Potter Wizards Unite game, which uses the same engine. It's the same makers. And Harry Potter game? Did you know that was taken up 3.6 gigs on my phone.
Oh my gosh.
Well, all that magic, you
because,
know.
Well, what happens is, on Pokemon Go, you know, you encounter a lot of Pokemon, right? Well, in Harry Potter, you encounter these, I don't remember what they call them, confoundables. And there's all this, like, polygonal animations and lots of magic being thrown around, and it's just a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So it's taking up lots of storage. And I don't know. You can either download all of the data for all the confoundables in the whole game, or you can wait until you see one that's different and then download it right then. So who wants to be stuck outside in the middle of, like, wherever, mm-hmm. don't know what your cell service is going to be like, and have to download some 20 megabyte file or 60 megabytes. So I just downloaded them all, and I'm like, 3.6 gigs. All right, I'm done. I just couldn't split my time between Pokemon Go and that Wizards game anymore. I was done.
See, I tried downloading a game called Raid something. Have you heard of that one?
What's it called?
Raid and something else. But anyway, it's like...
Oh. It's like a... Open,
it's,
or a
it's one of those AR mobile games that... Yeah, same old thing. You power up your heroes so you can fight monsters. And you have a little hub base thing that you power up to. It's like all those. And as soon as I like downloaded it, more downloads. So I had like almost a gig for this game. Mm-hmm. And then I get in there and it's just one of those stupid hero kind of games. I'm like, well, this is going off the phone. And it only like had it on there for like 10 minutes because...
I just haven't been playing a lot of
I play Candy Crush the most on my phone.
Really?
To be honest.
Just it's one just of those fun. time passers.
Mm-hmm.
What games are you playing, Michael? We have a special guest, Michael. I've already introduced him, but he's here tonight with Wesley, too. But what games do you like to play lately?
On my phone?
Yeah, well, just what any?
I play Clash Royale on my phone.
Then he started playing Clash Royale again.
And Pokemon Go. And
yeah, he has to ask me for time to play Pokemon Go, or any game for that matter, right?
Yep.
Time runs out because you have a limit of 1 hour a day, and when the time runs out on an iPhone, you have to say, "I want more time," and then it sends a notification to me and Jenny. We can approve more time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, he's been playing Pokemon Go, Clash Royale.
And
what about on the Switch?
Switch, I play NBA 2K19.
Yeah.
Except it's so much.
NBA 2K19 is taking
like
up 36 gigs on the Switch.
It's like
can you believe it? Remember that time NBA 2K19 went on sale for $3?
Yeah.
$3.
I spent
this isn't a joke. I should have taken a picture of it.
$99.
Because now it's now it's back up to $15 in the store. But I kid you not. The non-ultimate version, what just the regular, was $3. And I'm thinking, dude, we spent what? 30. Didn't we get a deal on it? $40
I
or something?
I waited for Christmas, so it's 30.
Yeah. I mean, when the game comes out, it's $59.99, right?
Yeah.
Can you believe a game that was once $60 went to $3?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Because 2K or EA and these kinds of guys that make sports games, they don't even change anything. They just, when they make a new year game, like when they make the 2020 version of NBA, it's going to be 2K20, honey, that's funny. It's going to have the same engine, same look. They're just going to add new players.
Because you don't have time to do that.
They're going to give LeBron James a new haircut. They're going to put new armpit hairs under him. They're going to do new beads of sweat on his forehead.
Probably not even that.
But that's it.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, they have maybe 10 months, less than that, to make the game, so, you know.
Well, and that, this goes back to the whole EA thing, like, they're getting lazy, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people think they're getting super lazy with their game making.
Well, especially with what I've heard in Madden. I've heard Madden's had a lot of bugs year after year, but... You know, EA bought that exclusivity for NFL, so no one can really make another, you know, NFL game, so...
Yeah.
Well, they just keep the same code year after year and just throw some new stuff in there.
Again, they gotta do that when you've only got, you know, maybe 10 months to, you know...
Yeah.
...ship out the game.
They just keep using the same overlay.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, what else, game-wise, are you playing?
Well, I wanted to talk about... Dragon Quest Heroes or Dragon Quest Builders 2 a little bit.
Go.
Can't use a letter E. Go.
The.
Okay, can't use the letter E at all?
So, I played the demo twice. I played the Japanese demo and I played the regular American demo.
Okay.
And I love that game. I love the first one. I love that it's like got the Minecraft elements that are fun and exciting, but there's actually a point to the game.
Yeah.
You know, it's got this quest and the Dragon like Quest universe.
Story mode or something, right?
Like because of that game, Dragon Quest Builders 1, I wanted to get 2 and now I want to get the new one, Dragon Quest 11 on the Switch, the definitive edition. And I'm not even a big RPG fan anymore. I mean, I used to be, but I decided they're not for me. They're not for me. Like, but I will play that one because I like the characters, I like the humor, I like the just fun graphics and stuff. Just exciting. I mean, it's a fun game.
It's not too in-depth RPG though, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, from what I know about Dragon Quest XI, everybody loves it. I don't know. Dragon Quest Builders 2 is a lot of fun. It's like got a 90-hour campaign mode to it. So it'll
too
keep
much.
You busy for a long time.
Jared would beat it sooner than that.
Yeah,
somehow.
He just got it.
Somehow he would.
That's too much for me.
He probably will get it closer to 60 hours. You
guy.
Watch.
And he 100%.
He's very efficient at his gaming.
My goodness. It's almost like a job, like a career thing he's got going
when
on.
When I told him to play, what was the game? I told him to play Okami.
Yeah.
I think he was very satisfied with that one because it took him like 30 or 40 hours to beat that one.
It seems like the way he plays a game, it's like a it's like work for him. Like it's like a business that he's treating it as. He's like, all right, I'm going to go here, and then he's planning it all out, and it's like every little step of the way he's going to get this thing. And
I
kind of
like that, but I'm not as efficient, that's for sure.
Well, like, if he enjoys playing him that way, but
yeah.
It just seems like too robotic, and I don't know, it's funny. Like, I can't believe that he's... Tyson.
Continue, Justin, continue. I'm just...
Tyson,
you know,
was watching me type my password into the Switch.
Don't worry,
kids.
I can't see it.
Mm-hmm. I was going to talk about a game when you're done with that, that...
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say, is it's a good game. People should get it. It's much better than just playing, like, regular Minecraft, in my opinion. Yeah.
Minecraft's cool, but, yeah.
Because there's always, like, that... The reason why I don't like Minecraft is there... From day one, when I first ever tried it, was like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Well, if I want to play with Legos, I'll pull out my Legos and play with Legos.
I feel like the adventure mode had more substance to it. You
right,
know, not
Tyson?
Just so
Tyson
open.
Knows about Legos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My boys are way into Legos, my younger ones.
Yeah.
Conrad, he takes... So you've seen Lego Ninjago movie?
All
yeah, well, I haven't seen it, but yeah, I know
you
what it is.
You haven't seen Lego Ninjago?
No.
Ah!
Same.
Dude, all the Lego movies are great. And you don't have to know anything about Lego Ninjago Legos to enjoy that movie, seriously. Anyway, there's a ship on there, and it's this blue flying ship, and it's about this big when you build the set. He takes the set and he builds it in like 2 hours. And then he takes it all apart again and he builds it again in the same day or by the next day. He's obsessed with taking that thing apart and building it again. Taking it apart, building it again.
No, that's fine. It gives him something to do.
And he's gotten so good at it, I feel like he can do it without the instructions now.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So he's kind of like we were with Legos, David, when we were little.
Well, that's what they're meant for. That's
yeah.
The way I've treated He's Legos is they're like a 3D puzzle, pretty much.
Playing them like they're supposed to be played with.
Yeah. They're like a 3D puzzle with instructions.
Yeah, instructions with
and
weird
that's,
3D
that's
puzzle.
That's what
itself.
Dragon Quest Builders feels like. Because they give you a blueprint, mm-hmm. and they give you the blocks, and they say, okay, build this. It's really cool to play like that.
Yeah.
With like a little blueprint. It feels like you're playing like an actual... With a point, Lego game, like so you're building a spa for the characters
yeah.
so they can go use the restroom or whatever.
One game.
And they poop in a pot in that game, then you go and collect the poop and you make stuff out of it. Just nice. Saying. Just saying. You make fertilizer out of the people's poo.
I think we've talked about poop every podcast so
yes.
far.
Well, maybe that's why this
the
got
poop
its
cast.
Name.
Yep.
So one game I was going to tell you about that I wondered if you'd seen yet. It's called Sky. Okay. Have you heard of this?
No.
I don't know if it's only on iOS, but
probably.
It's like a new game that's free, and I still haven't seen any reason why this shouldn't be a paid game so far. I mean, look at this. It's got full 3D world, and like you're jumping around, and like it's cool, and it's like for kids, and it's, I don't know how this game is not a paid game. So anyway, you go around, you find it's like an adventure game, a full 3D adventure game.
Does it have ads?
No, I haven't seen one ad, and so I'm sitting here wondering how they got away with making this game totally free.
Maybe just some developers trying to get their foot in the door.
Well, it was talked about. They had a pre-purchase, which doesn't make sense, like a pre-order for it when it was free anyway. So, I didn't know if you'd heard about
another game later.
I thought it was coming to Android, but I guess
you have in-app purchases.
I haven't seen any in-app purchases for it, but it's called this, David, Sky, Children of the Light.
Yeah, I can check to see if it's on there, but
number two game in family right now. 5 stars, basically.
Probably run like garbage on my computer, or on my phone, but.
And I'll bet this looks beautiful on like an iPad or a big tablet, but.
Yeah, they don't have it on Android.
Interesting.
Surprise, surprise. It's too graphically intense for most.
Wait a minute. For any of you who played the PlayStation game, Journey. Oh, talking about a different game. Anyway, it's basically like console quality graphics going on here, and it's a free game. I'm like, what? How did they get away making this game free? Anyway, I didn't know if you guys had heard of it.
Nope.
No.
And here's another thing. While we're on that topic.
Mobile games.
Yeah.
While we're on that topic, I know that you guys don't like the mobile games, but have you heard of this? Apple's coming out with something called Apple Arcade.
Nope.
Soon. And there's going to, you subscribe to it. It's a subscription service.
I kind of have a vault there.
Yeah, there's going to be hundreds of games. I'm going to play. Here we go.
Let's
open the vault.
Hundreds of games.
Oh, wow. It's, I don't know why it's not a video. It should be a video, not like, you know.
Not a slideshow.
Yeah. But usually it is. I've seen this, but
I just want. Okay, so how many like subscription services are we gonna have?
Exactly,
in our
that's the thing that's turning people off to it. I think where they're like, no, not another subscription thing. But
because most people have two or three of them already, and then Disney's gonna get us.
Oh, I'm not on your Wi-Fi, Tice. Sorry, this isn't a very well organized podcast right now, but.
Well, we can just move on to the next topic while you're getting that ready.
Well,
so, five. Tyson, tell us about the RE2, well...
Resident Evil 2 remake?
Yeah, we just watched Tyson play it.
It's good. It's real good.
And I liked watching it, listening to it. I liked all the different outfits you could wear.
Yeah.
And...
you can do some of the retro outfits.
I loved... My favorite was when Tyson did a boss fight where he had to run the guy through with, like, the cargo... container.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
the shipping container.
Like, he got grabbed by the guy and then activated the cargo container to come over and like he got hit with it.
Yep, we both died.
They both died. So technically you won.
What?
Lemony Snicket.
There should be one. I don't think that has a password on it.
No.
So.
Keep going down the list.
Guess I'm gonna have to move
Resident
on.
Resident Evil 2 was good. That's real good.
Okay.
So it's like a remake of the original then?
Yeah,
just better graphics?
They redid it. A lot of stuff is different. But it's real fun. It's real fun.
One thing I was wanting to say about Diablo 2 or 3 while we're kind of on the topic of what we've been playing lately is the new season has been fun. I just got my flame gear for my my wizard.
It wasn't flamer gear, was it?
No. He's all flamed up, though.
Oh, yeah, that's the one you showed me. It looks like one of the guys from Empire of the Sun.
The set bonuses pretty much make you use flame attacks to get all the bonuses active. So now I, like, shoot out, like, everything fire. I'm just a fire guy. It's kind of cool.
That's cool. I never got my hamburger dagger,
yeah,
so I'm
salty.
Yeah,
it looks like that. He has like a hat thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Except Empire of the Sun.
Yeah, I sent Tyson a screenshot today.
I love how we're looking at screenshots on a podcast. Mm-hmm. Being like, look at that.
Yeah, look at that, guys. Yeah. We'll have to upload like a somehow put that in.
That's
the
too much work. No, that's too much work.
I would do that if we started putting them on the
if
YouTube
it was a
channel.
YouTube, yeah.
So anyway, that's all I want to say. I mean, about Diablo 3, it like it's weird that I'm just now getting excited about it because that's such an old game.
Yeah, but they keep
like
they
decade,
keep putting new material in there, so
I've been
that's
playing
cool.
It with you know you and Brady actually already knows a lot about the game already, and so it's been fun to.
Well, he was a fan. Him. He's not much of a gamer, but
yeah.
when he, I remember we used to have like these big sleepover parties at the cabin up in Brian's cabin up in Midway.
Yeah, he beat Diablo
and
1
he would
in one
he
night.
Would yeah he would play Diablo 1 or 2 through the night, and then never touch it again. He would beat the game.
That's how he's always gamed, actually.
He just binges.
He did that with Zelda, the original Zelda game. He had it on an emulator while we were living there at their house. And
he binged it. And then
he binged that game in like 2 or 3 days. He beat it.
And then he never, like, games for, like, years.
Yeah.
He could go years without touching a game again.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when Leela comes back, he's probably not going to touch a game for a while.
So... Do we want to talk about loot boxes and how that whole scene's going now? What's the latest you've heard about loot boxes, Tyson?
I know that the UK's like, they're not gambling.
Yeah, I heard
when
about
it is
that.
Gambling.
They like, started trying to say it's not, and they're calling them surprise mechanics.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, like surprise mechanics. It's
so
like it's
like it's not gambling because. It's just you're paying for the surprise, like a jack-in-the-box.
Yeah, and
know?
It's like, no, no.
It's a digital jack-in-the-box.
But there's a few countries that are still kind of going against it. Who knows what the U.S. will do eventually.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's shady.
Yeah, because it's something that the actual developers should have been regulating. But now, since they couldn't do it, the government had to get involved. Because they're like, oh, these are our children. You know, and then Disney was like, hey, what are you doing with Battlefront, EA? You know, and they got all upset because they were about to release the newest Star Wars movie last year, or whenever they released Battlefront 2.
Oh, Episode 8.
And, you know, because it was going to have loot boxes in it, that's when people really started fighting it. And that's why Battlefront 2 didn't do well. Because a lot of people... were putting up a stink about it, pretty much. So, yeah. On launch, it was supposed to do amazing, and it didn't.
I think the game ended up doing pretty well, though, in the end.
In the end, it has?
Yeah.
Because they took the loot boxes out, apparently. But I wonder if they bring them back someday.
Oh, of course they will. As soon as, like, the heat dies down, you know they'll come back.
Yeah. Which is so weird to me, because by then, aren't most people moving on to something else?
Probably.
Like, does that... What is that giving them? Anyway, there's another topic here I put on here about how, remember when Nintendo used to censor games like Mortal Kombat had sweat instead of blood?
The original.
Yep.
And
now it's Sony.
Now it's opposite. So Sony, have you heard this, Justin? Mm-hmm. The newest Devil May Cry game, Sony saw a butt crack and they put a big like light to shield it. So you couldn't see the crack.
Wait, was it a straight-up butt crack, or was it like a thong that
No, it was a straight-up naked butt, but they put a light
So they're
on
trying
it.
To censor it a little?
And so the Xbox One didn't do that, and neither did the PC, but for some reason Sony's like, wait a second here. We're going to put a little like glowy light so you can't see the crack.
What?
Before you release the game, we have to get in there, we have to code it all in there, and now you can release it. Like, how much red tape you got to go through for something like that?
I think
it's weird because they're doing this with so many games.
I think this is happening because they got like someone from the U.S. in that position.
Yeah.
And again, we have that weird like violence is okay, but if you show a boob, ooh.
Yeah. Have you heard of Player Essence? He's another YouTuber.
No.
And he's like, yeah, this is so messed up because it's like the human body, in its natural form is like we can't show that, but. We're going to show people's heads getting ripped off.
Yeah.
Getting sawn in half and
go
arm
blood
and
guts,
people ripping arms off and beating them with it. Like
smashing bones.
It's like, what is this?
That's totally fine.
And I can see that perspective. You know, I get it. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
That's how the culture was in Brazil. They're like, I don't get you Americans. Like, why are you guys so concerned about a little bit of nudity here and there, but you don't care about people's heads getting blown off and, you know, mm-hmm. arms and legs getting ripped off. And
yeah,
I think it's just because we've been raised with it, and so
yeah, it's just the culture.
It's the cultural thing. It's totally a cultural thing. It's really what it is. But I mean, you know, it doesn't make it okay. But I'm just saying, it is ironic how Nintendo's now letting you put games on there where you can play pinball with a lady where you smack her with your pinball paddle. Have you heard about that one?
Nintendo let like that. What the heck? Nintendo let that Japanese like adult actress have her game on there.
Yeah, yeah, they've got all these weird.
There's all kinds of exotic, weird games in there that I never thought Nintendo would
there's
let.
There's weird exotic games
Michael's
on there.
Seen some of them.
But yeah, it's because it's region free.
It's so weird.
What's that one about the girl, the Asian one? That's like,
yeah, this is the one Tyson
kiss
started.
Your girlfriend or something. Yeah. I don't know. Like
no, there's
something weird.
There's like a new one out where so you where you build your own girlfriend.
Oh.
Well, no, the one I'm talking about, though, it's there's seriously, there's like a girl that's like, she's hunched over in the middle of the
like
pinball. And she's all fuzzy.
And I've
like
seen like
dressed
a school
and you,
skirt like
you
blowing up, and you can see her panties. And
oh, yeah, there's a game called Panty Game.
Yeah, that's it. It's like Panty Game.
It's the Panty Party, isn't it? Or something.
And when Michael saw it, then we were scrolling through some games.
I'm just saying, like,
they were like, whoa,
this is really weird.
This is all like Galgun level bad.
It's like your SNK whatever game.
No, SNK heroines, that's tame compared to stuff like Galgun.
Yeah, because what I'm saying is like, yeah, this is like the stuff that they've had in Japan for years, and they're just bringing it over to the Switch in America because it's a region-free thing, and they're like, hey, you know, we'll just throw it all on there and see what they think. Developers are like, now's our time, I guess. We can just see,
well,
what,
I'm just surprised
see what the world thinks of this content.
Yeah, I'm just
and
surprised
Nintendo's
that Nintendo's
like, okay,
yeah, whatever. Because Nintendo's not making it, but they're like, hey, you can use our store or whatever.
And
yeah,
you can
because
see
Nintendo gets
very
the 30% cut.
Yeah, so they're letting
they're
anything
money.
Through the floodgates, pretty much. Have you seen the egg game? Oh, there's this weird egg game I showed Tyson. And it's like some
Switch
stupid,
store.
Lame egg, like, you sort eggs. And it looks, I mean, there's a game that I saw on the eShop for a penny the other day. It was 1 cent.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah,
how's Nintendo getting?
And I didn't buy it because I was like, I don't know about this.
I don't know, 1 cent.
Yeah, like
that could put me under.
How much money is Nintendo making off that out of that 30%?
Yeah,
30% of a cent.
Yeah, well, it's like gas prices, right? They always have them. And
9.9.
Yeah, 9 out of 10 cents. Just to get that extra
round up,
you know, almost penny in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is my point. Is like. It's weird that Sony, who's been, like, do whatever for so long, is now,
don't you
but
think
it makes
that
sense that you would say, like, well, it's probably some American leadership
in there.
Well,
I think it's leadership somewhere in there, because Nintendo has a new leadership, and Sony probably does, too.
Yeah, like,
that's
like
why
I said,
they're doing
I,
mobile games.
I think Sony ended up getting, like, an American in there, and then that's when all the policies started to happen.
And Nintendo's got Bowser running the helm. So
yep.
Bowser's in charge. He can have whatever game he wants in there. You know?
It's a shame that I've heard that Nintendo of Japan doesn't let Nintendo of America do its own thing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Should be two separate dealios.
Well, what
there.
What would you like to see them do separately? I mean, I don't know
well,
what they could do. Cause
someone
kind of
needs to be in charge.
Well, the thing
really.
Is if Nintendo of America could do their own thing, they can make their own games, they could get deals with companies down here. You know?
Oh, so getting more American producers?
Yeah, that's just not going to happen because it's Japan rules the roost for Nintendo.
That's true.
Yeah, but I guess someone kind of needs to be the all-knowing, all-powerful head of the whole corp.
Yeah.
Umbrella.
Well, they do have that weird, you know, the boss says it, so we have to do it mentality in their culture and in that company. Because I was talking to a friend. He said he went to a Nintendo site years ago that said, hey, pitch us an idea and we'll pay you for it if, you know, we end up using it. So he told them, you guys need to start doing mobile games. This is before they even made one mobile game.
I don't even think Nintendo would actually do that.
They'd let you do a...
Yeah, because there's so many legal issues with that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He told me that's what he did. I don't know how legit...
You sure it wasn't like some like Nintendo fan site?
Yeah, serious.
You
I don't
know.
The guy was just saying
stuff.
Oh,
wait, it was your site.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, Gamer's Coop. Yeah. He was kind of upset because he's like, oh, they didn't give me anything for using my idea. I'm like, well, mobile games aren't your idea.
Yeah, that was going on way before.
Again, this feels like it was not like probably a real Nintendo site. It could have been, but...
My point is, though, like, at the time, their response to him was, well, right now we're not doing that. And it's because, yeah, the leadership was like, no, we're not doing mobile games. We never will.
Again, that's why I find it hard to believe that Nintendo had a site saying, give us ideas, because, again, right there, your friend could say, hey, that's my idea, and then he could take him to court and sue him.
Yeah.
That's why game companies don't take ideas from people.
Yeah.
Because there's just too much legal headache about it.
Let's talk about Jaguar, Tyson.
Oh, the Atari Jaguar? Smooth.
He always wants to go back to that.
What is there to talk about?
I don't know. I want to buy Kasumi Ninja and Ultra Vortec, two real bad fighting games.
Yeah, I love those.
How about Neo Geo? TurboGrafx 16.
Wish I had a Neo Geo. Wish I was one of those rich kids.
Back in the day, that actually was true.
No.
Like, only the richest kids had, like, the TurboGrafx 16.
Only the rich kids had... Yeah, only the rich kids had the Neo Geo, because games costed, like, $400 a cart.
And everybody else just who had a Genesis or a Super Nintendo was not quite as cool.
Yeah.
Have you been to Joe's house? He's got a Neo Geo. Whoa. He's only got one game on it, though, but it was $400 game.
Yeah. He's got King of Fighters. It's sweet.
It's the one you can play in arcades.
Yep. You know?
But he's got it at home.
Yep.
It runs at half the speed. And
oh, no. Those things ran like a dream. They were pretty much arcade perfect.
Was it?
Yeah, because the carts were like 40 megabyte carts. 40, 50 megabyte carts.
Back in the day, I guess that was a lot, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah. When
Sonic the Hedgehog on the Genesis was probably only like 2 megabytes.
Yeah.
In size.
You're talking games that are like 10, 20, 30 times the size.
Yeah, because my ROMs that I get for like Genesis and SNES, they're pretty small.
Yeah.
They're pretty much like 1 megabyte or less.
Yep. That's because ROM space was expensive.
Yeah. The cartridges, it just...
Basically expensive. What... I think what SNK did is they just took their arcade hardware and just shoved it into like a home console, you know.
So that's why the hardware was so much more expensive, huh?
Yep.
I didn't realize that it was more powerful necessarily, but
it was in certain areas.
You didn't have a Neo Geo then?
No. Like a $800 console with like $400 games.
I know, but which consoles
that were Tyson, you had everything else.
I know. Yeah. Which home consoles did you not have?
Never had the TurboGrafx-16. Never had a 3DO in Jaguar when it was relevant.
Yeah.
Man, nobody had a 3DO.
3DOs were hard to come by.
Yeah, because they were $700 when they came out.
I remember when I worked at Babbage's.
Was that Panasonic?
At Babbage's, there was like the one customer that would come in and talk about 3DO with people.
They're like, hey, have you played Road Rash on the 3DO? I remember they had that game.
Like Need for Speed was like one of their really big games.
That was. Because it was like kind of arcade quality.
Yeah.
You hadn't seen that at the home systems.
Yep.
There became a point when
now Tyson has an arcade in his
house.
Yeah.
He's got a Street Fighter II Champion Edition.
Yeah, arcade. Got one of those arcade 1-up cabinets.
My boys have been playing it over here.
Mm-hmm.
Having some fun on that.
At least someone's been playing it.
That is the Switch. Don't make the Switch.
Something about the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Wesley, what do you think about the Switch Lite? Have you heard about that or seen previews of it?
Mm-hmm.
It's the smaller Switch that comes in. What were the colors again?
Yellow, turquoise, and gray. Light gray.
Did I show you a video of that?
I love how you know all those colors off the top of your head.
Yes.
Would you want a Switch?
I'm a Nintendo fan.
I'm curious if Wesley would want a Switch Lite or a regular Switch if you had the choice.
You like to play in handheld a lot, don't you? You don't play on the TV as much as
he likes handheld.
Your dad or handheld's your brother. The way to go.
He and Conrad, they like the handheld the best.
Handheld's the way to go. That's where I can see it.
Conrad will just grab my Switch without me knowing, and I'll find him playing it in some corner of the house.
Yep.
Mario Odyssey. And he's good at that game. I told you, David.
He's beat it.
He went through everyone's profiles because he didn't know that you could do up to 5 on your own profile.
You can just save your game and load a different slot. But he didn't know that, so he went to everyone's profiles and started them over, deleted their whole game, and then started them over and beat the whole game.
Nice.
And everybody would come back to their game and go, I wasn't here. What's going on with my game?
Yeah.
Conrad's been playing on it.
You gotta watch that kid. He's gonna go places.
Conrad's...
Like, being able to build the Lego sets like that.
Oh, yeah, he's got an engineer brain.
He's gonna do engineering of some sort.
Yeah, he's got our dad's brain engineering going on there. We need to keep him busy with stuff. Anyway.
While we're talking about games and the consoles. Prices and stuff, let's go into reproduction games. Tyson, cool. Lead us up on that.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us what that
this
means.
Is, again, going back to the JAG.
Going back to the JAG.
Yeah,
what kind of reproduction are we talking about?
Well, here's the thing. There's
not that kind of reproduction.
Oh, okay. I was like, is there a new genre of video games getting
yeah.
popular?
That's why you guys are snickering. I was like,
yeah.
Wait, what did I say?
Because I'm like, there's been so many new indie games coming out. Who knows?
I said reproduction games, not just
not
reproduction
organ game?
Yeah. Well, no, there's like Jaguar games I want to get, but they're like $100 to $200, you know, at this point now to get.
$200 for an original Jaguar game?
Yeah.
That sucks.
But there's people making bootleg copies that are selling them for, like, you know, $40, $50.
Wait,
so
are
like...
you saying we can make lots of money off your Jaguar?
Yeah.
I said we.
Yeah.
You know, you could do it, and then you could pay for our dinner next time.
Yeah, yeah, the Royal We. Yeah. But, you know, see, this is the thing, is it's like, you know, I'm never really going to resell my collection. You know, I'm not collecting to be like, oh, man, in 20 years, you know. I'm going to be rich. I just collect games to play them.
Tyson's a recreational collector.
Yeah, and I'm like...
Yeah, Tyson doesn't like to get rid of his equipment.
And I'm like...
Now, when's the last time you traded in a game, Tyson?
Oh, I never traded in a game.
See?
But
like,
I've
but
gave...
But you still...
He's
I've
like,
gave,
I
buy physical more than digital.
I've gave a few games
away. He's
borrow
his
before,
games
though.
And they never return them.
Well, I've actually gave a few games away to some friends back in the day.
That's true.
Well, you mean you lent them to him
no.
and they never returned it?
No, I actually gave it to him.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I remember game. Tyson's policy is you can borrow a game, but not a system.
Yep.
So he'll pretty much lend any game out to you, but not the system.
Get your own console.
Yeah, but my thing is, it's with reproductions, it's like, okay, they're $40. You know, way, way cheaper than, say, $200 for
yeah.
the game I want, for a legit copy, but... It's like, okay, I could do it. And again, I'm not going to resell this stuff, so that's not an issue there. But
right.
my issue is if I do this, I'm supporting, at the end of the day, piracy.
Yeah, you are.
And that's the thing that gets me. It's like, I would love to go out and get like this reproduction that's way cheaper, but I also don't want to support the piracy industry.
Yeah.
And that's kind of just, you know...
You'd rather that the original people get some sort of...
Well,
but you know, the reseller is going to get your cut.
Yeah, well,
at the end of the day.
Yeah,
the
I mean,
way.
Also at this point, I know no matter how I buy a game, none of the developers are getting that money at this
except
point.
Except for if you buy Just Dance?
Just Dance 4.
On
yeah.
the Wii in 2019, right?
Yeah. But I mean, at this point, right, you know, I have to buy secondhand anyway. You know, it's not like I can walk into Walmart or Target or, you know, GameStop and be like, I'm going to pick up the latest Jaguar game.
I got 4 emails from you. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, because I'm updating it.
Oh, okay. Every
as
time
I go,
you update the podcast,
I should say don't send, but sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I just thought that was a mistake. Okay.
But yeah, you know, so it's like, I know no matter what I do, you know, no developer's getting the money from it.
Right.
So
what? So
that's one thing, but
what's
then it's
your
just
issue then, really?
It's just the piracy thing.
Yeah.
I just don't want to support that industry.
So you'd rather support some vendor than an actual pirate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess I kind of missed this. When you're saying reproduction of games, someone's going out and they're recreating a Jaguar system in the games?
No, they're bootlegging the games.
Yeah.
So they're just downloading like a ROM.
And then just putting it on a circuit board.
And then putting it on the circuit board, getting the shell.
Why don't you just do an emulator on your PC?
Because
they
want to
try
the
same and
idea?
Recreate the actual
kind of
cartridge.
Kind of like
no.
what they did
the,
here
the,
with this
the problem is every emulator has problems. No emulator is like
perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And I want to, you know, I have the actual hardware. I want to play it on the hardware. I want the experience that you get from playing it on the hardware.
Well, kind of like this machine behind us.
Yeah.
This is a recreation.
Yeah.
Right? It's not the
but
original.
But it's licensed, though. That's the thing.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
By Capcom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Capcom licensed it. It's an actual licensed product. It's not like I just bought some, you know, someone's like, here's Street Fighter.
Tyson, I like that you got the Splatoon colors for your Joy-Con.
Yeah.
Because you're a huge Splatoon 2 fan.
No, I'm not.
Wow, Tyson's Joy-Cons, they...
Those are Splatoon 2.
They look virtually untouched.
Yeah.
Your Switch is in such good condition.
It tells me how much you play it.
The back of mine has actually officially cracked, and I'm considering replacing the back of mine.
The what did? The back of it?
Yeah.
This part?
At the screw point, the top
one right there.
The screw point?
Right there, there's a big bust on it.
And it's like...
There's a bust on the screw point?
Just get your mind out of the way. It's busted on the plastic on the back of my Switch.
So I guess we should probably call it. It's been long enough, and we've got some videos to make.
And Tyson's bored.
Yeah, I'm bored of all this jag talk.
Over here.
Well,
yeah.
So, but wasn't there... Okay, every time we've had these, there's been a thing on the list about Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, yeah.
Because why not?
That's what we talk about if there's nothing else to talk about.
Yeah.
Cowboy Bebop.
One of the few animes I like, I'll say that. Not a huge anime fan.
Why don't we talk about the Studio Ghibli stuff? Because those are fun.
We'll do that next time.
Tyson doesn't care about Studio Ghibli.
I don't really care about them. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Didn't he stop making the movies?
He got requested by some fans to come back a couple times and make a film. So he's come back a couple times.
I think I saw something on Netflix or Amazon Prime that looked like his art style.
Yeah, so he has been called back to do special projects here and there. But
okay.
He's only, like, called in at the last minute to put his blessing on it, tweak it, approve it, put a stamp on it, you know. And then he's not really working as hard on it anymore. But he puts his blessing into it, I think,
cool.
Is what it is.
Before we close and end with a prayer. What?
Whatever, if you want to do it, you know.
Yeah.
One thing I was wondering about, because we talk about games a lot, but movies. What do you guys think about how Disney is like redoing all these
live
action?
Oh, look
at
the time.
Tyson's like, oh dear.
The
live action movies. Because I went and saw Aladdin. I'll just say this. We went and saw Aladdin as a family. I didn't know what it was going to be like, but I kind of liked it. I thought it was pretty well done. I think Will Smith did a pretty good job. I know some people weren't very happy with that, but... I mean, and they changed enough of the movie to where it's like, it's not the same movie really at all. It follows a lot of the same plot, but they took things out, they added new things.
They've been doing that with a lot of their Disney remakes they've done already, like Jungle Book, and they did that with Maleficent.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've done that.
And it's been hit or miss, I think. Because I have really not liked them, and then other people have liked them.
I just don't care what they do, honestly. If they want to remake Lion King and
have
some real cub or whatever, I don't care.
It's not just the remakes, though, because if you think about it, Disney is owning the box office lately because they have all the Marvel movies. So you've got the Endgame, the Spider-Man movie, and then they've got all these Disney remakes like Lion King, Dumbo, Aladdin.
Yeah.
And
Star Wars is
Star
the end
Wars
of the year.
Is theirs, too. And
I don't like... Look, the thing with Disney is I just don't like how they keep getting their hands into stuff. Because eventually, no company's going to last forever. You know? Eventually, Disney will fall...
Like,
and then all these other businesses and
so
side projects will fall with them.
But their IPs will be bought out, and then people will revive
them. They'll be bought out, and then other companies may never do anything with them.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
or it won't be as good.
Big companies swallow up other companies.
Yeah, I just think it's dangerous to have one company own so much. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I can see that.
Too much of a
monopoly
there to, you know, plus if the company goes down, which could always happen with Disney. You know, you're going to lose so much.
Well, I know with their little streaming service they're launching soon, they're going to be doing really hot with that.
There's
a lot of people that will buy into that.
So wait, wasn't it us who talked about the last time that Netflix is getting kind of screwed right now? They aren't being very smart with their money, and they are actually like $10 or $11 billion in debt.
Yeah.
What was that, $11 billion?
I asked you about that because I don't understand how Netflix can operate with like $12 billion in debt.
And especially once they lose the Disney movies?
Yeah.
I think that they're going to... If that's true, they're going to be screwed even more.
Yeah.
It must be from all their little productions.
It is. Because they go out and they pump out so much stuff faster than they're making the money. They need to slow it down. If this is really a true thing... then they need to, like, just chill out and wait for more money to come in.
You know what,
because
I
they have enough
them.
Stuff going on.
You know what I heard? Like, from their one of their higher ups was being interviewed, and he said their method is to basically give people whatever they want. So that's what their main focus is if they see an interest in anything, they're going to give it to the people, and they're going to make sure that they have it out there. So I think that's why. I mean, that's their drive. That's their goal, their purpose, their mission statement, so to speak.
Have
right
enough
now
money,
is
then you
to
can do it.
Drive it forward by, you know, pleasing their customers to no end. You know,
well, weren't we gonna get like a Zelda like show? Like that was one of the things we heard rumors about, and that's never happened.
I hope it's like an animated show, like those horrible Zelda CDI cinematics.
Well, excuse me.
That's what I want, Netflix.
Princess.
Bring me that, Netflix. Bring me that.
Well, I think we should end it now.
All right. Yeah, it's been long enough.
All right, well, this has been a podcast by the Poop Scoop.
Yep, no, you're something, pooping,
poop
scooping.
Scoop.
Yeah.
Episode 3?
Yep. All right.
See ya.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.